What is going on, West family, aka the best family? Hope you guys are having a blessed and beautiful day, and welcome to episode 2 of Flip the Switch.
I just flipped the switch. Flip.
I am your host, I am your curator, YG, aka YG West. All right, so here's the thing, guys. For those who do not know what this podcast is or what this series is, it's basically a series mainly catered towards students and professionals looking to take your work ethic to the next level. Now, if you guys want more of a lengthy introduction into who I am and where I'm coming from, where I'm at today, and more of a background, go ahead and watch episode 1. But I will quickly go ahead and introduce myself. I am a type of person that just hasn't had a traditional route, whether it be to school, undergrad, or even grad school. But let me just tell you. So for undergrad, I went to USC, University of Southern California. Currently, I am a law student at Duke University. But my route has been so different, man. It's just filled with so many challenges. I'm the type of person that wasn't smart in high school. I wasn't filled or surrounded in an environment with all these intellectuals growing up reading books. So that is why standardized tests literally stumped me multiple time and time again. I just wasn't good at standardized tests, right? So flip the switch. What is this and what this idea started with and how this concept started? It started after I graduated high school. I didn't get into the schools that I wanted to get into, mainly because of my SAT score, right? I know a lot of people can probably relate with this, or they're probably going through this. Flip the switch was that idea of being able to put your head down, literally changing your mindset, flipping that switch, and no matter what, if you don't have the genes or your parents aren't doctors, lawyers, or engineers, all of that does not matter, because at the end of the day, if you put the work in, I guarantee you, if you put the work in and you change that mindset and you flip the switch, no matter what road bump you hit in life, no matter what thing that you thought would happen did not happen, if you literally flip that switch and put your head down and get to work, you will reach your goals. You will reach it wherever you want to be. You will be able to get that internship. You'll be able to get that job. You'll be able to get into the schools that you want to. You'll be able to get a score on a certain test that you want, as long as you what? Flip the switch. So today's story is going to be very, very, very interesting. Again, if you guys want more of a background to who I am, where I'm coming from, go ahead and watch episode 1. But this story is basically going to be little things that I did, what I said to the admissions office. Dude, it's honestly such a crazy story. And there's a couple of things that I want you guys to pick up from this, right? So one of the main things of this story that I want you guys to pick up is, if things that don't work out the first time around, don't let rejections count you out. You're going to realize, like, in that moment, you're just so sad and nothing worked out. But in hindsight, you're going to realize whatever happened, in reality, that it is what's meant to be. I'm a true believer in that, and I'm a firm believer in that. And the second thing that I want you guys to know is, be a go-getter. So between these stories that I'm going to be telling you guys, these are the two things that I want you to just keep in mind, is that don't let rejections count you out of your goals and your dreams, and two, be a go-getter and take it that extra step. Now, before we go into all that as well, I want to let you guys know that I am a product of a transfer student. I am someone that has been able to grind it out, and I transferred into Duke Law School. Again, go and watch episode 1 if you guys want more of a background into that. But I am going to tell you guys how I got into my dream law school and little things that I did along the way that I feel like you guys can implement into your life and just take away lessons from this story. And I just think, I've never told this story. So basically, okay, here's where we're gonna start. We are starting at my first year of law school. This is where it starts. It starts of me trying to find a summer internship. Now, for law schools, no matter what, if you're a law student, no, you should land an internship for the summer, and that is just the way it goes. You need to have some sort of experience, and if you just don't get one, then it's just a very difficult process while you're gonna keep going along your career, whatever it is, right? Basically, this story start from me trying to find an internship. So it's the second semester of law school. I am literally applying to so many places. The type of law that I want to do is entertainment law, corporate law. So I'm applying to all like these production studios, Disney, that was like a dream, and like companies and whatnot, places in New York, places in LA. When it comes to internships, I had a full Excel sheet. I literally applied 100 places. I was super organized. I said, I applied here. If I know someone here, I'll write down that as well. Like, get super organized, applying to internships. I was literally on LinkedIn like crazy, trying to see if I have any connections, whatever it may be, searching, Google searches. It's a whole process in it of itself, okay? When I tell you, nothing was working out. All the places that I thought that I'll be able to get even like an interview at, I wouldn't get anything. Like, it just wasn't working out. And I felt like I had the credentials in my background, and nothing was working out. And I'm like, what is going on? I literally had something so close, had something lined up in New York with this powerhouse attorney who represented like all sorts of creators. And I'm like, oh my God, if I get this, it's going to be amazing. I thought I had that secured. That ended up falling through. That did not work out. Okay, you know what? I was sad about it, but let's keep it pushing. I had with another studio company, a big studio company, another one in New York and LA, I had the whole interview process. The way that she relayed the information to me is like, you basically got the job, right? couple days later, I get a call. I'm sorry, but we went with someone else. These calls, I kid you not, the amount that I've gotten throughout all my life, it is honestly crazy. But like I'm saying, the whole reason why I started this is because you're not supposed to let those rejections or whatever it may be to stop you from your path. You have to honestly keep going and grinding out. Nothing was working out for me. I got rejected from all my internships. And then, miraculously, I don't even know what happened. It was actually during May. So we're about to finish, wrap up our first year. And I'm at this point, I'm like, dang, I'm really not about to have a summer internship. I really about to take this L right now, okay? And I'm just like, okay, so let me figure this out. I started reaching out to whoever I knew. I started reaching out to mentors, and that mentor reached out to the careers office. And then luckily someone came along the way. They saw my resume, saw my cover letter. And this was an entertainment boutique firm in Los Angeles, in Beverly Hills. And I'm like, dang, after all this struggle of applying for the past 4 or 5 months, in the end, something worked out. But it becomes even more beautiful because I realized I was supposed to get rejected from all those other places, and I was supposed to be there for that first year. That after that first year, I was supposed to intern there. Why? Because I met an individual who guided me on a path, and I'm at Duke because of it as well. So basically, I was so bummed out that I didn't get anything else, all the other ones that I wanted to, all the dream ones, the Disney ones, and all that. And in that moment of all those rejections, I'm like, this sucks. But now that I look in hindsight, I'm like, those rejections were the best thing to happen to me. Literally, now that I look in hindsight, those rejections were the best things that happened to me. So that's what I try and tell you guys. I want you guys to take away from this is to literally don't let those rejections keep you down. Keep it pushing. What's meant to be is meant to be, and everything in the end will work out as long as you put your good faith in and keep working hard. So I was able to do well my first year of law school, and my supervising attorney at the internship I was at, he was encouraging me to transfer, apply to a couple of top tier schools, the top 10 schools. And I always thought of doing that myself because I didn't get into my dream school again for law school. And I'm like, dang, it didn't work out again. Why? Because of the LSAT. It didn't work out. I'm not gonna let that stop me. I'm gonna kill it my first year. It's even harder to transfer after your first year of law school, which is why I'm just like, damn, I don't even know if I can do this, but I didn't doubt myself. I put in that hard work. I was able to get the grades that I wanted. Being able to get the grades to get into these type of schools and being able to be blessed with the opportunity to even apply to transfer. So I went ahead and did that. Now, I'm from LA. UCLA Law was my dream school. Why? Because I already went to USC for undergrad, and I was part of this program at UCLA Law that I really, really, really loved. And UCLA was my dream school, especially for the entertainment field. And I want to diversify. I didn't want to choose USC again. In the middle of all this, I just wanted to apply those two schools, USC and UCLA. I want to come back to LA. My supervising attorney, he said, no, I also want you to apply to Duke. Duke at that time, it's a top 10 school, T14. It's in an elite category of itself. My supervising attorney said, I want you to apply here. I was okay, let me look into it. All right. I go to look at the application, right? I check, and the deadline had already passed for me to apply. I'm like, what do I do, right? So a normal person in that situation, they would be like, all right, I can't apply anymore. I'm out. My application can't get submitted. The deadline passed. It says it clearly. The date says it right there. So what do you want me to do? I'm just going to shut my computer off. I'm done. I can't apply here. Move on to the next one. That's what a normal person would do, right? But if you are a go-getter, and if you're someone like me, it's something so small. It's literally something so small. Make it happen. So literally, I picked up my phone. I gave the admissions. I gave Duke Law a call. I said, hey, is it okay if I can still submit my application even though it's a week or 2 weeks later? He replied that they're very nice about it. He said, yep, you know what? You can go ahead and submit your application. I was like, great. That is one example of being a go-getter, taking such a small step. All I did was pick up my phone, and I dialed the number and simply asked them, hey, can I still apply? If I was the type of person who's just laid back and doesn't really care about things, I would see the deadline date. I'll be like, okay, cool. I can't apply anymore. It's done. But take it that next step. Be a go-getter. And it's something as simple as picking up your phone and making a phone call and using your resources. Keep in mind, Duke is not my dream law school. At that time, UCLA was my dream law school. Okay. So I also applied to USC and UCLA. I remember it like it's yesterday. It was around this time last year when I heard back. I heard back from USC first. Okay, I heard back from USC first. It was on my birthday. It was on Friday. I just got done praying. It was Juma. I just got done praying. I'm walking to my car. I check my phone. Refresh the email. USC, congratulations, admittance to law school. Guys, I can't tell you, after everything that I've been through, I've even explained more of my journey in the first episode, but after everything that I've been through and being able to get that acceptance letter from USC, honestly, bro, it just meant so much to me. I'm just like, wow, all the hard work is finally paying off. Even though it didn't work out the first time, even though I didn't get into USC the first time, right, for law school, I still tried again, and it happened. Okay, now I was just super, super, super blessed. I'm like, okay, wow, now I can go to USC. It's amazing. It's happening, right? But then I thought to myself the next day, whatnot, I was like, you know what? UCLA is my law school, and they did not get back to me at this time. And I'm like, I really want to go to UCLA law school, and that's my dream school, right? Especially for entertainment. So I was like, what are some things that I can do? I started to think, again, be a go-getter and create opportunities for yourself. So I started thinking to myself, okay, what can I do to basically put a face to the application? They just read applications, right? But I want to put my face to the application, let them know who I am. So I'm sitting in my office at my internship in Beverly Hills, right? And UCLA is in Westwood, which is not too far. It's literally 10, 15 minutes away from where I was working, okay? I'm already in a suit because I was at work on my internship, and I'm just like, you know what? Let me go ahead and pull up to the admissions office, and let me just straight up ask, can I speak to the director of admissions? Literally, do you think anybody would do that? Explain that to me. Do you think you're in a situation, do you think that anybody would just walk in and straight up say, can I speak to the director of admissions? But I knew what I wanted. I wanted to get into my dream school. I wanted to make this happen. So I'm thinking of little ways that I can go about this in terms of having a better chance or letting them know that I am interested and this is my dream and I want to attain my goal and I want to reach my goal. I'm not going to stop until I reach my goal. So basically, I'm already in a suit. That following week after I found out about USC, that Monday, I straight up drove to UCLA. I walked into the law school, found the admissions office, walked in straight up, opened the door, and usually there's a student working in the front, right? I said, hey, my name is Waji. Can I please speak to the director of admissions? She's looking at me like, she was a little confused, like who is this guy walking in right here and asking to speak to the director, right? She's looking at me like, can I help you? And I'm like, oh, I explained her my situation. Well, I just want to let you know that I just got into USC, but and I have X amount of days to accept their offer, and I just wanted to really go to UCLA, and UCLA is my dream school. She's like, okay, give me one moment. She goes back, and they have cubicles, they're in the offices, right? So she goes back to see if the director's available. She was there. I'm waiting, okay? The director comes out, and I can tell she was a little uncomfortable. She's looking at me like why are you here? What are you doing, right? Like, it's just weird. You don't ever just pull up. No one really does that. She's a little uncomfortable, and I'm just like, look, I explained her my situation. I said, I just got into USC. I would really, really, really love to attend UCLA, and I only have 10 days to accept my offer at USC, and I would please love it if you guys can expedite my decision, right? And that way, she was able to see me. One, at that way, she was able to probably take another second look, a glance at my application. So you know what? She said, email me this information that you just told me. I was like, okay, cool. I'll go ahead and do that. I went back to my office, which was, again, was 10, 15 minutes away. And I sent her an email. I was like, hey, my name is Waji. I just dropped by. Thank you for taking the time out to meet with me. And I explained to her my situation again. Literally within 30 minutes or an hour, she says, hey, are you available for an interview tomorrow? I was like, say no more. I was like, say less, say no more. Schedule an interview with her for tomorrow. And then the interview was with her, the director of admissions, and assistant dean of admissions as well, and two other people, right? So the next day rolls around. I have my interview for my dream law school, keep in mind. I'm just sitting there. I'm getting myself ready. I get on the interview. She asked me questions. I'm my normal self. In interviews, I do fine. I was able to talk to her, explain to why I want to attend this school, why this is my dream school, explain to my story, my background, my life. I spoke to the dean as well, explained to him my life, my story, and why I want to attend UCLA. And I was like, okay, this is happening, right? I was nervous. I don't know what was going on. Literally 30 minutes or an hour after that interview, guys, 30 minutes or an hour after that interview, I get the call. The dean calls me. He said, hey, I just want to congratulate you on your acceptance into UCLA Law School. We will officially be sending you your welcome package and your email and everything like that, but I just wanted to give you a call and say congrats. Guys, in that moment, you guys literally have no idea what that moment meant to me. It was my dream, and I applied there first time around. I didn't get it, and I did not let that stop me. Again, never let one thing fails. You get a rejection one time, does not mean that you try again. You get another rejection, does not mean you stop trying. Always, always try it, guys. That's what I'm trying to echo with this story. That moment was so, so surreal. I was filled with emotions, and I actually recorded myself a reaction of everything that went down and what happened. I've never showed anybody this footage. So I'm going to go ahead and show you guys right now.
Just got the call that I was admitted into UCLA law school. Oh my god. Y'all don't know how long I've wanted this.
If you guys are listening to the audio version of this, go ahead and check out the YouTube channel for that video clip of my reaction when I heard that I got into my dream school. As you guys can see, I was literally filled. I was filled with emotions because all of that hard work and all of those struggles and all those countless and countless and countless amount of times getting rejected, I finally reached my goal and got into my dream school. Granted, I didn't even end up going there. That is the crazy part of it all. I didn't even end up going to my dream school, but the fact that I know that I was able to get in just literally meant wonders to me. And Duke, so here's what happened. I'll explain more of the situation, but Duke ended up getting back to me 2 weeks later, and that was a whole process in and of itself. Again, I created many vlogs regarding that whole process. I talked to a lot of mentors and supervisors. They told me, you know, Duke is an amazing opportunity, and Duke is top 10. It's a little more elite, and I ultimately went with Duke, but just knowing that I was able to get into my dream school and just knowing that all the hard work paid off and just knowing that you have to be a go-getter in these instances, no matter what it is, you guys got to understand that opportunity is not just magically going to be placed in your hands, not just going to fall. You have to go ahead and make that opportunity. Someone's not going to go ahead and open the door for you and just help you and hold your hand and walk you through it. You have to go ahead and find that door. You have to go and knock on the door. You have to open it yourself and chase those opportunities. So a little thing in terms of, first of all, me even calling Duke to see if I can apply, that's one thing. That was just a small, small thing that I did to make my own opportunity and pave my own path. Just a simple phone call. Do not stop once you hit a roadblock. That's number one. Number two, the other thing that I was able to do, I took the initiative. I was like, you know what? Let me put my face to this application. Let me go ahead and walk straight into the admissions office and speak to the director of admissions at my dream school and explain to her my situation and who I am and what is going on and why I want to attend here. So it's little things like that, is to be a go-getter. Don't just lay back and just to expect an opportunity to fall on your lap, especially even when it comes to little things like this, or it may come with internships, or it may come with a certain grade. Whatever it is, guys, don't just sit back and expect something to happen for you. Go ahead and chase those opportunities and make those opportunities happen for yourself, because no one else is going to do it for you. No one else is going to go ahead and open that door for you. You have to go and find your own path and make your own opportunity and chase them. And that is exactly what I did. And this story, I've never told this story. I've never showed this clip either, but it's just something that is very stuck with me. And it's little stories like this that I want to share with you guys throughout. A little tidbit of advice that you guys can take from this story is, one, don't get caught up in the rejections. In the end, what is meant to be is meant to be. In that moment, it sucks. But in hindsight, when you look back, you will realize that this was a best route for me and God had better plans. Number two, be a go-getter and chase and make your own opportunities. Take that initiative. Don't just stop when you hit a roadblock. These are the two things that I wanted to express to you guys and share this story, and I hope you guys were able to take out of this. Again, this is just episode two, an introduction and a story into what I said into my to get into my dream school and the little things that I did. And I want to continue to be, here's the crazy thing. I have so many more stories of little things like this that you guys can implement into your daily life and little tools of success in order to flip the switch. And that is what we're going to be doing with this whole series and podcast. We're not just going to explain my journey, my story. We're also going to go ahead and bring on multiple guests and being able to explain their journey, their struggles, and to see where they are and how successful they are. Although I have a long way to go. I clearly understand I have a long way to go. I haven't reached my goal yet. But these little milestones have been amazing for me. One thing that I've mainly realized, here's what I want you to take away with this. One thing that I've honestly mainly realized is that the triumphs these moment of acceptance that I got from USC, UCLA, and other schools, these moments of acceptance and triumphs are honestly, it's beautiful, but the thing is, it's temporary. It only lasts a little while. What lasts for you forever and what makes those triumphs amazing is understanding your journey and realizing the journey of what it took to get to where you are today and to what it took for you to even get that acceptance. So that's what I'm trying to let you guys know, is to enjoy the process, enjoy the journey, and just have trust in yourself and have faith, and don't let a rejection get you down. And ultimately, if you are not someone that is born smart or have the genes for smart, you're not surrounded by intellectuals, or you didn't grow up reading books, it's never too late to flip the switch, to change your mindset and to grind it out and take your work ethic to the next level. And that is what I am trying to do with this podcast and series. And that story, hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys were able to take life lessons out of that and implement it in daily life. Let's see what we have in store for episode 3. This podcast and series will be once a week. We'll be uploading it, and I ultimately just want to be able to help people like myself that grew up as minorities, as first generation, that did not know the process of a lot of things, that no one told them how things work, be able to help students like you, be able to help younger generation and the youth who are trying to go through the struggles of applying to colleges, doing grad school, or even trying to transfer or the standardized test. Little bit of advice that I can share along with my peers who have also been successful in this journey. Thank you for tuning in. If you're able to get this far, go ahead and subscribe if you're not subscribed already. Once a week, flip the switch. We're figuring out what day it will be, whether it be Tuesday, Friday, or Sunday. We're figuring that out. But hope you guys enjoy this episode. I can't wait to see you guys next time. As always, much love. Stay blessed. And always stay beautiful. Hey, this a rolling, not a stop. Watch, don't ever stop.